Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his purports, unless one is faithful, learned and renounced, one is not able to be a pure devotee of the Lord. And Prabhupada writes. So three qualities he says. Unless one is faithful to spiritual master and the previous acharyas, unless one is learned in the proper science of Krishna consciousness, understanding of Krishna and Krishna consciousness, unless one is renounced from attraction for the opposite sex and for the allurements offered by Maya, one is not able to be a pure devotee of the Lord, Prabhupada says. So, one should be learned not in the sense of being an academic scholar, but one should be learned in the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless the glories of the Lord are captivating to the heart of the devotee, attractive to the heart of the devotee, how can one be attracted to the glories of the holy name? Just like Narada boy, when he heard the sublime spiritual message spoken by the Bhaktivedantas, he felt, Tatran Baham Krishna Kata Pragayata Anugrahena Shrinavam Manohara. He calls it as Manohar, that which is very captivating to the heart. In the purport to the verse, Natad Basiti Suryo Nasha Shankona Pavakaha, Prabhupada writes, one should be captivated by the information given here about the spiritual world. So, this is the preliminary stage. Unless one is captivated by the information about the Lord and His abode and His marvelous activities that He performs, then there is no possibility of becoming captivated by the Lord's name when we call out His name. Because generally, in this world, people also feel great pleasure when they call the name of someone whom they love. Like the mothers, they are fond of calling their child's name very often. So, we also will become fond of the Lord's name when we become fond of the Lord Himself by hearing the glories of the Lord from the lips of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada and his commentaries. So, Prabhupada writes, one cannot get rid of the mental dust accumulated for millions of years without sufficiently glorifying the Lord, he says. One cannot get rid of the mental dust accumulated for millions of lifetimes without sufficiently glorifying the Lord. And Prabhupada says, we can see from the result in the modern times that the average man is very dissatisfied and very stressed and feeling a lot of lack of peace. The main reason is modern man is not sufficiently glorifying the Lord, he says. So he cannot remove the mental dust. When mental dust is not removed, it causes a lot of problems, he says. Now this is not only true for the modern civilization, it can be applied to the heart of even a practicing devotee. If a devotee does not become learned in the science of Krishna consciousness properly, then again one cannot develop sufficient attraction for the Lord. Then the performance of all the religious activities will simply be ritualistic formularies which are empty and superficial, because one has not sufficiently learned about the Lord and one cannot appreciate the Lord. One cannot respect the Lord. One cannot develop fondness for the Lord. So this can be applied even for a practicing devotee. Then when a devotee is not sufficiently glorifying the Lord, then again the same applies to a devotee, that he cannot get rid of the mental dust accumulated for millions of lifetimes. And the mental dust causes enormous problem of lust and greed and pride and anger and illusion and all these things. And one feels, why Krishna is not working? It's not working because of the mental dust. We are not making a focused effort in removing the mental dust by glorifying the Supreme Lord. So we say we should fill up the sadhana card, we should get so many marks, we should study the books of Prabhupada, we should... Actually, it is very easy to capture a group of people, put them in a particular type of routine from morning to night, but we cannot capture the heart of people unless they are willing to give it themselves. So we may even get 100 out of 100, externally by completing the required quota of reading and everything. But what is our consciousness in reading the scriptures? Is our heart able to glorify the purports of Srila Prabhupada? Unless we are excited about Prabhupada purports and Prabhupada's lectures and subsequently presented by his disciples, unless we are not excited about it, we cannot glorify the Lord, then we cannot glorify the holy name, nor can we chant the holy names with Kintu Adara Tanidinam Kalaseva Jushta. That is not possible. So I like this sentence very much. One cannot get rid of the mental dust accumulated for millions of lifetimes without sufficiently glorifying the Supreme Lord. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisance.